trouble. Our homes are in trouble. We are in trouble. What are we going to do? Today is the answer to what we're going to do. The Lord gave me this prophetic lesson, and today I will be giving the scriptures interspersed with the actual lesson. Don't glaze over, because every one of these words is important toward the final summation. It builds upon another. You know, we try to go do something without knowing how to do it. And yet the Holy Spirit is there to not only give us the will to do it, but the way to do it. I'm going to say that again. He won't only give you the will to do it, but the way to do it. In Him we live and move and have our being. Today is a prophetic lesson on the topic, stand. I said, stand! When the world is turned upside down, when you don't know where to go, you stand. But there's a way that we're going to stand. And the Lord has given me a lesson today for you to understand what may be going wrong with our standing. Where we may be failing to stand. I want to read a couple of scriptures by preparation. Somebody say stand.
Stand.
Somebody say stand.
Stand.
But I think somebody's ready to stand.
Yeah.
1 Corinthians 16:13 says, watch. Stand fast in the faith. Be brave. Be strong. You can't stand. You can't be brave. You can't be strong unless you are standing fast in the faith. In your relationship with God through Jesus Christ. We'll get into more of that in a moment. Why is this so very critical? A scripture I bring to you often, and I try to bring it in different translations so that you don't glaze over. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, beginning with verse 2. Listen closely to this. Don't let anyone deceive you in any way. For that day will not come until the rebellion occurs and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the man doomed to destruction. The point here was that some of the folk were teaching that the rapture had already occurred, and that somehow or another they had been left. So he's giving the context in which the end of all things would come. You understand? Don't let anyone deceive you in any way. That day will not come until the rebellion occurs and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the man doomed to destruction. Oh, make no mistake. The Antichrist may speak great things, but he is doomed to destruction. I said he's fighting a losing battle. His only means of control is deception. And when deception is taken away, that's when the statement is made, is this the one who deceived the nations? He will oppose and he will exalt himself over everything that is called God or his worship. Everything that is called God or his worship. What is the name of God? Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. So you'll hear people saying God, or the power of the universe, or the energy of the universe. But he exalts himself against everything that is called God, Jesus Christ. The name of Jesus Christ is being assaulted because that is where the power is. You can talk about gods, you can talk about power, but when you talk about the Lord of glory, that's the one that has his foot firmly planted on the head of this deceiver. So that he sets himself up in God's temple. You remember the message the Lord gave me several years ago about the third and last temple? Yes, there may be an actual structure, but the third and last temple is the body of Christ. Proclaiming himself to be God. Don't you remember that when I was with you, I used to tell you these things? He's writing this letter. He's talking to them where they are. And now you know what is holding him back. So that he may be revealed at the proper time. You see, the devil would have done this thing a long time ago in terms of this son of perdition, in terms of what we call the Antichrist. And well, that's what it's called. well. And there have been several times through history that he tried to make that push and stand up in the earth to rule over the earth. The situation with Hitler was one of those. The power of the Antichrist was already working in Hitler, but it wasn't fully matured. The Spirit was not ready yet in the earth, because the Lord wasn't going to allow it until everyone that could be saved or was going to be saved would be saved. He wasn't going to allow it until the gospel was preached all over the earth. He wasn't going to allow it until that final, that last reign of His Spirit in the earth. That's the only thing that kept Satan from already trying to exalt himself as the Antichrist, as the world leader. You understand? So every time, they were caught in their own devices. For the secret power of lawlessness is already at work. The secret power of lawlessness. What is the secret power of lawlessness? Deception. The secret power of lawlessness, in other words, that one that comes against Christ, the secret power is deception. And deception has always been at work since the serpent said to Eve, "Has God said?" But the one who now holds it back will continue to do so till he is taken out of the way. Some people think that the thing that is holding back the son of perdition is the church. But ultimately it is the Holy Spirit in there. The church doesn't work without the Holy Ghost. It's like a dam holding back that water that's ready to flow over all the earth of deception. The Lord said to me a while back, and I shared this with you, He said, "See while you can. See while you can, because the time is coming where no one will see." You remember the scripture I shared with you last time, and the Lord, I'd never seen it, but it's so clearly there, that once you close your eyes to the truth, that's when the devil now blinds you. And there will come that moment in time where truth is totally obscured and it's complete darkness, but not at this moment. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will overthrow with the breath of His mouth and destroy by the splendor of His coming. The coming of the lawless one. Now, I love the way you put that. He put that in advance of the rest of this explanation, because what he wants them to know is, this is a defeated foe. He's fighting a losing battle. So just know that Christ with His breath will consume him. But now let me tell you what it's going to look like for a moment. The coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with the work of Satan, displayed in all kinds of counterfeit. Do you know what counterfeit is? It isn't real. It looks real. I've seen counterfeit money before. I couldn't tell the difference. But it wasn't real. These aren't real miracles. These are by deception, sleight of hand, smoke and mirrors, mind control. I said to Noah, I was flipping the channels around. You know, I reference stuff what other people do a lot, because the Lord told me if I'm always addressing what other people do, how is my message going to get out? But this I feel compelled to tell you. We got to get a hold of ourselves. Going past the Christian channel, and there's this man on there that's known for a so-called prosperity message. And the Lord has given me discernment into some things. And I saw that he was trying to use principles of hypnosis. I said, "Oh God, let that come right back at you. Let it be cursed in your mouth. What are we doing? What are we doing? We've let this deception into the church. How much more is it in the world?" Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit said, "But it matters most in the church, because we're supposed to be the ones that stand as light." We were talking yesterday about, you think something's white, until you put it by something that's truly white and suddenly it looks dingy. You've seen that. Your clothes, you know, you think you're going to wear a blouse and a pair of pants, and maybe you've worn one more than the other. You put them together and it's like, I don't think so. Because one is clearly dingy. We're dingy. Because we're mixed. Oh, I got to move. Say, she's got to move. Counterfeit miracles, signs and wonders, and in every sort of evil that deceives those who are perishing. You see, when the Antichrist is fully revealed, his deception only applies to those that have already closed their eyes to the truth, so that now Satan blinds them. Have you seen folk doing stuff lately and you think, how are they getting by with this? Why aren't folk running in the streets? Because they're already deceived. It says that deceive those who are perishing. Listen, explanation. They perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. For this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion so that they will believe the lie. And literally what that means by way of the Spirit is that, you remember what I referenced a moment ago about the dam holding back? The Lord removes that that holds back. And now the delusion goes forth as a flood. I'm speaking that to you by way of the Spirit. Because a lot of people get confused by the Scripture. And they think, why would the Lord deceive anyone? It's just a matter of Him pulling that dam up. That thing that's been holding it back. And now it goes over all the earth. I said over all the earth. And so that all will be condemned who have not believed the truth, but have delighted in wickedness. But we ought always to thank God for you, brothers loved by the Lord, because from the beginning God chose you to be saved through the sanctifying work of the Spirit and through belief in the truth. He called you to this through our gospel that you might share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brothers, and I say this to you today, so then, sisters, stand firm and hold to the teachings we passed on to you, whether by word or mouth or by letter. Stand firm and hold. Stand firm and hold. Stand firm and hold. When this delusion and this deception begins to be revealed, which it already is, you've got to hold on to the truth, because you can't in your own gumption, your own self-control, your own decision, keep yourself from this deception. It is bigger than you are. But if you're holding on to the truth of God in Jesus Christ, it'll run by, but you'll be standing. You'll be standing. You'll be standing.